Harvard, Princeton, Yale. For college-bound seniors, these schools epitomize what many would consider dream schools. Schools with less than 10% acceptance rates, selecting only the best of the best. But what happens when you apply with high hopes, only to be disappointed 3 months later? One young man knows the feeling of rejection.
Even when you first get those envelopes, you can automatically tell if you've been rejected or not, pretty much how thin the envelope is. And if it feels like it's just one page, then it's obviously a rejection. And yeah. William Bean, and I'm 18, and I attend Bartlett High School.
Throughout high school, Will took AP classes, played in band and jazz band, did track, cross-country running, and skiing. He even got into the Alaska Pacific University's early honors program with a full tuition scholarship. Will is a B+ student looking for new opportunities with school outside of Alaska.
I grew up here all my life, and I've always been here, and I've gone camping, I've been hiking, I've been skiing, almost everything you can do here in Alaska. Ultimately, I was going to try to start a whole new life wherever I was, and and that's just, getting these rejection letters has just pretty much killed that plan.
How does it feel to wait for hearing back from schools?
It's really just stressful, just waiting and waiting and waiting. And what I've done is I've just talked to some friends about being rejected from all these schools, and they've given advice and tried to help me come up with a new plan after graduation.
How many schools have you heard from?
I think it's about 7 right now. You can almost always expect you'll get rejected from a few schools, even with how many I've applied to, but with how many they were just like, sorry, we can't accept you. It's just, it was just really kind of depressing, and so I just kind of tried to move on from that.
Will didn't make it into any of the schools he applied for, but he has no regrets.
At first, I was just really bummed out and everything, and after a little while, it's kind of just going away because I'm coming up with different plans. And I was considering applying to UAA and their Alaska Native Science and Engineering program because I've worked with them a lot and considering a bunch of different options.
Will stresses the importance of trying, even if failure happens. For the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Nikki Navio.